What do you call a man who primps a lot?
Now let me see, what do you call a sissy, I guess.
What about jelly beans? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, jelly beans. Yeah.
What was a jelly bean?
Well, that is what you mostly called a sissy guy back then, a jelly bean. And everything had to be just right.
And something that men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for them?
Galluses.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Hold over you?
Uh-huh.
Parasol.
Any other name for that?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed?
Spread.
What's something that women used to make to keep on the bed?
What they made to keep on the bed?
Yeah, to put on the bed to keep them warm.
Quilt.
Do you remember people making those?
Oh, yeah.
How would they do it?
Oh, they had quilting frames and then put the cotton in there and then get a top and put over that and quilt it.
Do you ever hear of counterpane or coverlet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you hear it called?
I don't know. Oh, I know, counterpin.
Uh-huh.
That's what this called, counterpin.
What did it look like?
Well, it's something like a spread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillar.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillar?
Twice as long as a pillar.
Uh-huh. Bolster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, that was made like a pillow on his longer, all the way went all the way across the bed.
Uh-huh. And they called that
a bolster, whatever you call it.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
bed down on the floor.
What would you call that?
Make a bed down on the floor.
Did you ever hear of a shakedown or a pallet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pallet, yeah. But a pallet's a quilt down on the floor. Of course, you make a bed down, you put a bed or a mattress on the floor.
Oh, I see.
Babies used to lay on pallets.
Why would you put the babies on pallets?
Well, women used to put them on pallets that way, and in the daytime, let them sleep on the pallet while they're working.
Hmm. Talking about land, Say if you had raised a lot of cotton, you'd say, this year we had a good
crop year.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you
cleared a new ground.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the
second crop.
What do you call a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway?
Volunteer.
What sort of things come up volunteer?
Huh?
What sort of things come up volunteer?
Well, anything that grows out, grass, weeds, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anything you plant's not a volunteer.
It just has to come up wild to be volunteer?
Yeah.
And you say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
good.
What's another?
Rich.
What's another way of saying that? The soil is very
rich.
Okay. And if you wanted to get the water off some land, so you have some swampy land,